This episode is brought to you by Inez Elizabeth Beauty, the best organic and clinical-based skincare products that gives your skin a rebirthing experience. Go to InezElizabethBeauty.com, that's I-N-E-Z, ElizabethBeauty.com, to find out more and to get 15% off your first purchase. Welcome to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast, where the business struggles may be real, but our savvy won't let us stop. I'm your host, Elizabeth Jennings. I'm a beauty business owner and operator, licensed esthetician, and an overcomer. On this podcast, we will talk about business ups, downs, strategies to be savvy in business, and stories to inspire and offer hope. Hello, welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about grand closures and grand openings. Now, we often hear about grand openings, and sometimes when we hear about closures, we think in terms of business, it's something negative, or a business had no choice but to close its doors because of economic issues, health issues, or other issues, or maybe a combination of a multitude of things. And so we may see a closure as a bad thing. But one of the things that I can say I've had the opportunity to do in my years of business is I have had the opportunity to open business locations. And I've also had the opportunity, and yes, I will call it an opportunity, to close a business location. Now, I will say that when I started a business, I did not really know initially where this journey was going to take me. And I can even say that it was never even in my vision or plan to create multiple spaces where my business was able to operate from. But looking back on it, looking back on the journey and the experience of it all, I can say that I'm absolutely grateful that I had those chances and those opportunities to do so. And I am so grateful for the space that I am in now that I can say that that journey that I was on in terms of having multiple business locations is no more. I'm still operating in business and I have other businesses that I'm operating as well, but the space of having multiple beauty business locations for me ended in December of 2023. And I remember the day that I came to the decision to close that business location, because at that point in time, I was down to two spaces. Once I made the decision, it was done. And I did the things that I needed to do in order to proceed to make sure that we would be out of that space for the time that we needed to be out of it. So if someone else had the opportunity to take the space over for whatever type of business they were going to operate, we would be out of there. And I'm so glad that things worked out the way that they did. But you know, looking back on it now, I am so glad that I did. And even though when we open business locations, we may have had a grand opening, we may have had a mingle and mixing party or something along those lines, rarely do we have parties for businesses when we're closing. You may hear about a going out of business sale or clearance or promos to get rid of things that you have. Everything must go. Everything's marked down to a certain percentage or whatever. I didn't do any of those things either. But in my heart and in my spirit, I had a grand closure. Because the grand closure for me was the closure in knowing that in life, there are times when you have to shut the door on something before another opportunity can open up for you. And that's one of the things that I realized when I made the decision to say, you know what? Have had the experience of all of these years of having these multiple business locations. And now I believe this time has come to an end. I'm grateful to still be in business because there are a lot of people who
are not in that space of even being able to operate in business anymore. So I'm grateful for the times and the experiences that I have had. But my focus is on other things, as well as my focus is still on my business as it stands and opening up my eyes for other opportunities for grand openings to happen in my life and in my business.
And speaking of business and focus, let me tell you about this product called Magic Mind. And it's a product I've been using to help me with my focus, my energy, which is essential to operate my business, and also being the wife of a veteran with PTSD, as well as suffering with my own by proxy PTSD, just from the things that he has been experiencing, as well as my own after dealing with the terrible car accident that I was involved in a few years ago. It's just been a lot on its own, and Magic Mind has been a blessing in a little bottle for me. This daily shot truly has been a game changer for me. I started drinking these in the mornings, and I really love them. They help me so much by getting me in the right state of mind for a productive day. And I admittedly haven't worked out very regularly as much as I used to in the past year. But since I've been taking these shots, it really has helped me to get up when my alarm goes off at 4:45 in the morning. And I may not get up immediately at 4:45 out of the bed, but I can guarantee you no later than 5:15, I am dressed and I'm ready for my workout. And that has been essential for my focus, my energy, and just getting me on track to do the things that I need to do in my business. I love to take this product because it's so easy to use. It tastes great, and it's helped me a lot with my focus and my productivity. I've never been into coffee, but I say if you are and have a desire to try something different and easier and healthier, then give Magic Mind a try. I can tell you, I notice I have less stress and anxiety, really. And I am one of those girls. I am a perfectionist. I have been dealing with people pleasing. If something comes through that I'm just not really sure of, immediately it's just normal for me for the stress and anxiety to really take a toll on me. But because I've been using this product, it really helps me to get more done. And also because it contains a compound called L-theanine that naturally reduces the body's stress levels. I believe that really does so much for me when it comes to stress and anxiety. I'm able to be more creative thanks to the nootropics inside that allow you to stay focused and relaxed at the same time, so I can enter my flow state more easily. That's really important for me, one, being a creative, and one, having a couple of podcasts I do, having the ability to create and have it so effectively done where I don't feel like I'm stressing to create content. I have noticed the difference, and I can say I have made more money in the last month as I have been using this product. I've seen the difference in my Google Analytics and my Google AdSense. I'm just saying, I've definitely made more money. And I do believe that using this product has really helped me so much. So, all truths, sharing this is really a no-brainer because I've had my husband even using this product. And even though he has been experiencing so much with the PTSD as well as some other health struggles, I see great changes in him. And I am so thankful for that. And while he wasn't working for a while there, he is on the road to recovery and getting back into the workforce here. And that is really amazing. So go to magicmind.com and join a community of those seeking focus and results. You can also use my discount code SAVVY20, that's SAVVY20, To get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase. My 56% off code only lasts 10 days, so get it while you can. And just to let you know, they're also available in Sprouts. So if there's a Sprouts near you and you want to try it out before committing to a subscription, you can go there and purchase a few bottles. I would recommend trying 3 bottles, one each day, to see how it works for you. But I really have no doubt you will experience a noticeable, amazing difference. So in terms of business, sometimes we think of a grand opening happening first. And if a business eventually does close, you may think of it closing. But I would venture to say that if you really are desiring to see success in your life and in your business this year, think of some areas where you can have some grand closures in order to see some grand openings happening for you. I believe that closing that second business location down for me was a grand closure. And now I am seeing some grand openings happening in my business. I see things turning around in my one business location alone. I believe that things are going to be so amazing for the one business location, even greater than when I had 4 business locations. I see things happening for my online businesses. I've made so much more money in my content creation for my YouTube channels and my podcasts and the different things that I'm doing online and other areas that I'm operating in and working in, where I'm seeing grand openings happening for me after allowing a grand closure to happen. Sometimes we get stuck on the way things used to be, and we believe that because things were one way at so many points, we have to maintain them to keep them that way. But not everything is permanent. To be honest with you, almost everything in life is temporary. And even the good things, not to say that the good things are not going to last forever, but I believe that the good can become great. So that goodness will be temporary, so that the greater that you are working towards receiving and experiencing, that is going to happen. That's going to open up in your life. And I see those things happening for me. So allow the grand closures to happen in your life and in your business so that you can see some grand openings happening for you.
Thanks for listening to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a lovely review, and share it with the last 3 people you text message today. So until next time, continue to be savvy in your business.